6.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to be joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here this morning by Emporia Rescue Mission Director and Abundant Harvest Director, Lee Alderman.
Lee, good morning.
Hey, Lee.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are things going for you today?
Well, it's busy. We're making final preparations in our building for the community to come in and look at our new residential facility for the homeless guys.
It looks like there's been plenty of activity going on as far as preparedness and readiness to bring that former Amen Girl Scout Center to functional use for the rescue mission. And how are things looking out there, Lee?
Well, it was such a beautiful building when we got it from the Girl Scouts, and we really didn't have to do hardly anything to the inside except for add the commercial smoke detectors and the commercial sprinkler system. And we're still waiting on a few parts for that smoke detector system. They're on back order. But, we waxed a few floors and done a few things, but they left this building in great shape. It's a beautiful building.
It sounds like, Lee, you've kind of been bitten by the COVID-19 after effect to a certain degree with a lot of folks that have construction or renovation projects at this point in time with those back orders.
Oh, it's that COVID over the past year or so has really impacted us getting parts and supplies. I mean, we waited 3 months for door handles. They're a specialty slag door handle, but they just couldn't get them, and it took 3 months. And so we hope to have these smoke detectors in and running here within a month or so, but it just takes time.
So do you have to wait to get those smoke detectors before everyone can officially move in, Lee?
Yes. The building's ready to go, and all we have to do is move the beds over. But we thought before we move the guys over and put the guys on display, we'd let the public in just to see what the building looks like and to see what we've done.
All right. Tell us about the open house. What's going to be taking place tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we encourage the public to come out. They can either park on the east side or the west side. And we'll have some folks out there guiding traffic. They'll come in. We'll give them a brief overview, and then we'll give them a tour of the facility.
So what time will that start, Lee?
That'll start at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
They'll get to see a bedroom. They'll get to see the showers. They'll get to see our new Preston Family Trust Career Center and our new Jane and Barney Riebel kitchen and dining room area. And so it's a beautiful facility, and I hope everybody enjoys their tour. We encourage them to come on out.
Lee, what does this really do for you at the rescue mission as far as maybe safety and security and also maybe just setting the stage for maybe changing lives here for the rescue mission guys?
Well, we've got some really powerful folks in the community that are going to come in and run our career services center with many years experience with Kansas Works in that. We've got a retired local attorney that's going to come in and run our mentoring program for guys that really want to turn their life around. He's going to work with them, so we've got a mentoring counseling room. And this facility, I mean, we're not even utilizing the basement at this point in time, so we've got 4,000 beautiful square foot down there that in the future, if we want to put other folks down there, we could make some modifications and do that. So this building is so beautiful and gives us so much room to grow. It allows those folks, for the first time in 21 years of our operation, the opportunity to come in and stay here because they couldn't get in our old facility. So the handicap accessibility is a big one.
So how many men can you house out there, Lee?
We're licensed with the state to house 20 guys. And that's, when you get 20 guys in a building, that's a full house.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
But how's the demand been here over the last few months here as you've gone through the purchasing process here for the building and now the renovation process the last few months?
Well, we've stayed pretty full all summer. Our facility has, and it's pretty full right now. And we just anticipate it'll kind of stay that way. Guys are coming to Emporia because Emporia has great job opportunities. So we're getting people from, 50 miles around coming here to get jobs. So That's a good thing.
Okay, so, yeah, big open house tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. The former Amen Girl Scout Center, now the Emporia Rescue Mission transformation has been taking place, and they can't wait to show you what has been done and what's coming up. But before we let you go, Lee, food truck in less than a week coming up this Tuesday. I know last month you changed the lineup operation as far as where people had to start lining up from and what direction they were headed. How did that go last month?
Overall, that went wonderful. So next Tuesday at 1 o'clock, we're going to have our big food truck, and we want people to line up from the south on Whittier and then go west on 9th Street. And, of course, we're going to have the Vax to Normal Clinic set up there at 9th and Whittier, and everybody in line can get a free vaccination shot and a gift card. So it's a real win-win next Tuesday.
Outstanding. Lee, do you know what type of food is going to be given away coming up here Tuesday? Is it going to be pretty much what has been in place the last two or three runs of this?
It'll be very similar food. Yes, we will have ground beef. And, of course, that's always a big draw. So we got fresh ground beef, regular ground beef. Everybody, well, at least, you know, the first 150 to 200 cars will get ground beef. And from there, we're going to have some produce. And, you know, we're going to have pretty much a 53-foot semi-load of food out there to give away. So there's a lot of food.
Indeed. And 1 to 3, right on Tuesday?
Yes. The giveaway starts at 1 o'clock. And I know folks like to line up early. And this year, we encourage them to line up early so that they can get that vaccination and that gift card.
Yeah, the Vax to Normal personnel in Newman Regional Health will be out there, I think, starting at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Well, Lee, thanks for all you do. We appreciate your time, as always.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good day.
You too.
Lee Alderman, director of the Emporia Rescue Mission. And, of course, Abundant Harvest, which will have the big food truck and Vax to Normal next Tuesday.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And again, if you'd like more about the Vax to Normal campaign, go to geadisasterrelieffund.org. Don't forget that here in a second, we'll have Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan joining us with his biweekly appearance. Then we've got the on-air chat at 10:06 and the talk of Emporia 11:06 a little bit later here on KVOE.
It's 8:51.
Looking to get painting done but don't know who to call? Well, just call the folks at Justice.